been looked at or worked with. Management system is excellent, incidentally. Method of allocating funds. Develop a model for analyzing a system's performance and revenue versus needs. And computerize it, of course, as we always say. See where we're deficient. And finally, we need an update process. And when we have this thing ready so that I believe with what we're doing on needs assessment, what we're doing as far as our systems information system to know where we are financially, project-wise, scheduling-wise, and where we can look, and with a system like this to implement it, you can't do this in 1 year. You look at the Senate bill, for example, they're talking about 1993, was it? Well, that's not too out of kilter, because you can't jump into one of these things right away. Perhaps in here we talk first, perhaps we're talking like 2 years or 3 years or something like that. I wouldn't want to usurp the legislators' prerogatives there, but we sure are willing to get in bed with them and figure out something, because we need to have something that we can look at so that the citizens in Fairbanks or Valdez or Nome or Anchorage, albeit any place, or Juneau, know that when we start to do something, they can set back and figure that in 1986 or 1887, damn well is going to be built to that specification. And it'll be there. And once the fighting is over, that's the way it's going to go. Now, I'd rather, instead of haranguing on here forever, I hope I gave you some of the philosophy, at least, that we have in the department. I can tell you that in all regions, we really espouse this. And this, from the start, has never changed, incidentally, regardless of, I think, anybody knows that we were going that direction with any administration that we had in DOT. That was one of the things that wasn't an issue in our changeover, right? I think we'd started that before. If you have any questions now, or any other thing, anything you want to hit on, I'm willing to. And if not, Barry's still here, and Susan Fleischauer. I always bring somebody good looking. I used to be commanding officer at ADAC. They always kidded me that I'd let anybody come out there and live as long as they had good looking wives. Well, I have a philosophy, you know, in the DOT. We got to have somebody besides these old codgers. We need some smart gals, and we've got some. Yes, sir, Senator.
Well, I tell you, we've had a long day, and I'm delighted that you made it, because you made the end of our first Highway Transportation Symposium an affair that I think perhaps all of us can appreciate. And I'd like to applaud you on this.
Thank you.
And I know everybody's kind of tired. It's been a long day. We've picked up a few, we've lost a few. But I'm real proud that we've got our first Highway and Transportation Symposium down, perhaps next year in March. We'll be looking forward to it again, and I'm sure that Glenn will have a number of things to point out that this is what we had last year, and this is what we've got this year, and I'm sure it's going to be better. And I appreciate all of you being here and you participating in it. Thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to working with you through this session, and until next year. Thanks a lot, folks. Thank you.